KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:05, we have mostly cloudy skies, 75 degrees in Atlantic. We look for isolated showers and thunderstorms this morning. Most of those are well off to the north. And otherwise, we look for partly cloudy skies. It'll be warm and humid today with a high of 96. Winds southwest at 10 to 20 miles per hour. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. A 23-year-old U.S. Marine with ties to Red Oak was among 13 service members killed in a terrorist attack Thursday in Kabul, Afghanistan, according to a statement from the family released to KETV in Omaha. Corporal Dagan William Tyler Page was killed when a suicide bomber detonated a device near the city's airport in the wake of a mass evacuations from the country. The statement said Page was raised in Red Oak and attended high school at Millard South in the Omaha metro area. Corporal Page joined the Marines in 2019. He was a member of the 2nd Battalion, 1st Marine Regiment, at Marine Corps Base, Camp Pendleton, California. His family says after finishing his enlistment, Daggett had planned to come home and go to a local trade school, possibly to become a lineman. Iowa Governor Kim Reynolds has ordered flags to be flown at half-staff across the state in honor of remembrance of the U.S. service members and others who died during that deadly terrorist attack near Kabul's airport on Thursday. At least one dozen soldiers and 100 civilians died during the suicide bomber attack and subsequent firefight. The order from the governor calls for flags to remain lowered through sunset on Monday. Governor Reynolds says there are no words that can describe the pain felt by their fellow soldiers, family, and loved ones. We cannot thank the brave men and women of our armed forces enough for what they do to preserve this incredible nation. Dubuque native Kenneth Quinn, a former U.S. ambassador in Asia, says that he's been very troubled by some aspects of the U.S. withdrawal from Afghanistan.
Good thing was, got all the interpreters or most of the interpreters out. But it doesn't look like we did as good a job as we should have with the civilians who put their lives at risk, who worked on behalf of our country and are just as deserving. And many, perhaps even most of them, are women.
Quinn is a former U.S. ambassador to Cambodia. While he's never been to Afghanistan, Quinn is in contact with the group still trying to leave from Kabul's airport.
I think we could have been better prepared. I knew where every American citizen was in Cambodia when I was ambassador. We had a network so we could contact them every day. So a little hard to tell if maybe keeping more of the troops, doing it slower, getting more people out sooner, that would have helped.
Quinn made his comment during a taping of Iowa Press on Iowa PBS. The Iowa Department of Public Safety says several law enforcement agencies in Iowa were involved in a 12-state human trafficking operation Thursday and Friday. DPS's Operation United Front involved simultaneous state human trafficking operations throughout the day on Thursday and into early Friday morning. The report says Iowa officers executed 10 search warrants, identified 5 businesses involved in sex trafficking, made 11 arrests, and seized a large quantity of cash. The operation was coordinated by Missouri and also included officers from Illinois, Minnesota, Nebraska, North Dakota, Oklahoma, Texas, Tennessee, and Wisconsin. Elsewhere in the news, the Cass County Auditor's Office Friday said one person submitted their nomination papers that day. Deputy Auditor Sherry Carnes says Anita Councilman Mark Harris filed to run for a vacancy position on the Anita City Council. The council vacancy position became available following the death of Mayor Tom Harris. Councilman John Knutson had served as mayor pro tem and was appointed in March to serve until the November elections. As of Friday, the following candidates have filed to run for city offices here in Cass County. For mayor of Atlantic, current councilpersons Pat McCurdy, Grace Garrett, and Kathy Summers. Atlantic City Council 5th Ward, incumbent Dick Casey, Cassidy. For mayor of Anita, to fill a vacancy, John Knutson. To fill a vacancy at the Anita City Council, Mark Harris has filed papers to run. And City of Atlantic Parks and Recreation Department Board, Shirley Jensen, filed her nomination papers earlier this week. A reminder, nomination papers may be filed with the Cass County Auditor's Office until 5 p.m. on September 16th. Members of the Audubon School Board will hold a special session and public hearing Monday evening on the proposed issuance of approximately $3.4 million in school infrastructure sales, services, and use tax revenue and refunding bonds. Superintendent Eric Traeger has said approval of the bond measure is part of the process needed to finance the district's building renovation project. Following the hearing on Monday, the board will take action on a resolution supporting the issuance of the aforementioned bonds. The meeting begins at 7 p.m. in the boardroom of the high school. The next regular board meeting for the Audubon School Board will be held on Monday, September 20th. Nearly 10,000 pounds of food was donated by the Iowa State Fair to vendors to help people in need. State Food Bank of Iowa collected a safe, edible, unused food from 10 vendors on Monday, the day after the fair ended. The food was taken to the food bank's distribution center on Des Moines East Side and will be inspected before being added to the inventory. The food will then be delivered to other pantries across 55 counties in Iowa. Seven different fundraisers are planned across the state today for Sudden Infant Death Syndrome, or SIDS. It is the number one disease that claims the life of babies under the age of one. One of the fundraisers is in Labarre's, where Pam Gennari serves on the board of directors of the Iowa Association of SIDS. She and her husband Tom lost a child due to SIDS.
About 38 years ago now already. So our son Stevie Michael passed away from SIDS when he was 4 months and 3 days.
Gennari has taken on an active role following her son's death in calling attention to SIDS, including organizers, fundraisers to help with the SIDS research. Gennari says researchers still don't know the reasons why some babies die.
At this point, I think there's just a lot of hypotheses about what's causing SIDS. But as of now, to my knowledge, there hasn't really been anything specific that is causing.
She said the fundraising goes toward helping scientists and medical professionals trying to better understand the cause and cure. There have been some steps taken to try and prevent the deaths.
We have, since 1995, done Back to Sleep Baby, which has reduced the risks of SIDS, putting babies back to sleep on their back, having a fitted sheet on their mattress, no bumper pads, no blankets. They would really require that you use a sleep sack. And so those are things that seems like that has helped somewhat.
Gennari says statewide, the organization has a goal of raising at least $50,000. Nearly 2,000 infants die nationwide each year with deaths attributed to SIDS. I'm Rick Hansen, KJAN News.